Welcome to the Seriously Psychic podcast. This is a space of healing, happiness, and high vibe psychic guidance to help you on your journey through life. I'm here to bring through well-needed messages, education, and support from the spiritual realm. I'm Marnie, psychic medium, intuitive healer, and spiritual teacher, and I'm going to talk about all things relating to spirituality, finding meaning, and stepping into the highest version of yourself possible. So come and step into our soul family love bubble, and let's talk about all things seriously psychic and spiritual. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode. This episode, I'm just going to jump straight into it. I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm just going to speak on what Spirit is bringing through for whoever's listening today, whoever needs to hear this. The first thing that Spirit said to me when I sit down to do this episode is I'm emotional and I don't know why. Now, this feels like I'm speaking to listeners who are in a space of feeling really emotional and don't know why. But it's so funny because Spirit immediately followed this up with, yes, sis, you do know why you're emotional. You are just kind of sitting in a space where you've got your little blinkers on and you're not really wanting to look into what is making you emotional, because you may find or you may discover feelings that you don't want to feel, or you might discover that these feelings are going to lead to a realization of, actually, this is not serving me anymore and I need to let this go. And that is scary. Okay. So with the full moon energy, it's a full moon in Cancer. I'm not an astrologist, okay? I only get my information from some people that are really into astrology and we talk about it. And I have some people that I just love following online. That's basically like as deep as my astrology knowledge goes. However, full moon in Cancer. Cancer is a very emotional sign, okay? So this full moon has had a theme around emotions, and I mean deep emotions, like feeling very, very emotional, crying, agitated, irritable. I'm so emotional. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Why the heck am I feeling this way? It's been really full on. I started feeling really emotional around this full moon from about Saturday, I think. Saturday, I was emotional. Sunday, I was emotional. I do know that a lot of the emotions that I have been feeling have been on a collective level. So I've been, you know, shielding myself a lot from the collective energy and any pain, fear, anxiety, worry, hurt, whatever the collective is feeling. I've been protecting myself from feeling that because I was sitting in a space where I was like, wow, this is really heavy. The full moon peaked Tuesday morning. So that's the morning, like a few hours ago as I'm recording this, because I'm recording this on the Tuesday. Last night, so the Monday before the full moon, has been really full on as well. Like, I was absolutely wiped out last night. I had to reschedule clients that I had in the afternoon because my spirit team were pretty much like, nope, you actually need to stop. You need to rest. You need to let things integrate. You need to feel what you need to feel so that you can actually move on. And I'm so glad that I did that, because I've woken up this morning feeling really energized and I've already smashed out a couple of readings. I've got a couple more to do and I'm feeling in a really high vibrational energy to do the full moon cleanse that I'm holding tonight for some girls who have jumped into that. So listening to your body is super, super important when you're going through a stage of purging. Like when all those emotions come up, you are going through a purge, okay? So energy that's not serving you anymore, emotions that are sitting on the surface or sitting in the aura, the full moon kind of what spirit said to me is like, it's almost like a magnet, and the full moon energy like magnetizes that emotion up and out of the aura and the chakras, the physical body. What it's showing me is like, it's almost like you're standing there and it's like they've got this magnet above your head and they're just pulling the magnet up above your head at the crown and pulling it up towards the moon. It's like the moon is clearing and releasing, and that higher vibrational energy is supporting the physical body to do that, so that you guys can step up into your next level self, or step up into this new cycle that you are heading towards. So full moons are the perfect time to do a little releasing ritual, to cleanse, do a really massive write out. I love to write out what's on my mind, because when you're in like an automatic writing trance, and if you're setting the intention that I'm sitting down to write this so that I can work through emotions and process things that are not serving me anymore, all of this stuff will come to the surface, because it's like you've set that intention and you're writing without judgment. All of these things come forward, okay? And this leans into, I'm feeling emotional and I don't know why. Okay, let's say you're feeling really emotional. What's some steps that you need to go through? Spirit like saying, we're going to go through some steps, okay? In the moment that you are feeling emotional, okay, the first thing you need to do is stop, okay, and actually tune into, okay, what is this emotion that I'm feeling? Is it grief? Is it anger? Is it frustration? Is it feeling unfulfilled? Okay, what is the emotion that you're sitting in? That's like the first thing you need to do. Second thing you need to do is not to make judgment on what that emotion is, okay? If you're feeling it, you're feeling it for a reason, okay? We're not here to judge ourselves or shame ourselves and be like, I'm so emotional, I'm always angry, this is awful, you know, what the hell's wrong with me because I just can't process my emotions, whatever it is, right? We're not judging, we're not shaming, okay? You are human. You have emotions. That is the whole part of having a human experience, so that you can come here and you can feel the whole spectrum of emotions that it is possible for you to feel as a human. And whether you're feeling all these emotions right now in this lifetime, or whether this lifetime, you know, you've set the goal that you're going to feel a lot of this specific emotion, the next lifetime you're feeling a lot of this specific emotion, okay? There's no judgment around this, okay? Everyone feels to some extent. Some people are really good at internalizing these feelings, okay? And other people are really good at expressing vulnerably, okay? Is the word they're using. Gosh, I can barely even get it out. We all feel things, okay? It's normal. So don't judge yourself over whatever emotions come up for you at any point, okay? That's the second thing. The third thing, okay, Spirit is saying, is that's when we start to look at our situations around us, okay? If we're feeling a certain emotion, it's usually because it's been provoked by something else, okay? What is it in your life that is provoking this specific emotion? Okay, you might find that you lean into a specific emotion, and when you actually sit with that emotion, something that happened a really long time ago comes up. Okay, this is okay. Healing is a journey. Healing comes in layers. It is not linear. Okay, we grieve things from the past, we grieve things from a couple of days ago, we grieve things from in the moment, okay? We can go back and forth between timelines and versions of ourselves that we need to grieve for, or that we need to feel for, okay? There is no time limit on your healing, okay, is what Spirit's saying. So when you're in that moment of I'm feeling this, okay, let's say you are feeling grief. You sit with it for a moment and all of a sudden you start thinking about, let's say, a miscarriage or a pregnancy termination that you've had in the past, okay? Maybe this was years ago, maybe it was recently, okay? There is no judgment around that situation, okay? The emotions coming up from that, because in order for you to move forward, that is what is still lingering in the surface or under the surface that needs to be released, okay? So often we will have things come up to heal, and there will be that question of, I am sure that I'd already dealt with this. I'm sure that I've already moved past this, okay? There's no judgment around this, because we go through this healing in different depths. So maybe, yes, maybe you had looked at the top layer or the top level of that situation, and you have moved past that. You have moved forward from that. But then there's like another layer underneath that, another layer underneath that, and another layer underneath that that you still need to get to at some point in your healing journey. And that is why you might have numerous feelings around just one situation come up through certain stages in your life or in your healing journey. Okay, does that make sense? I want to like speak a little bit more on that layers, in that let's say we are leaning into like a pregnancy termination, for example. The top layer of that healing you may have dealt with in that I made the right choice for my situation, right? So maybe that's what that layer is about. You've healed that, you've let go of that. The next time that this emotion comes back around, maybe there's an energy of shame around that situation. So you heal the shame, you move through the shame. Then the next time it comes up, maybe there's a layer of past life trauma that's connected to this pregnancy termination. So then you're now having to look into the past life emotions, okay? Then maybe there's another layer coming up, and this layer is about not knowing if you'll ever get that in the future, okay? Or maybe, you know, your childhood journey, your journey with children and motherhood, maybe that stopped there and now you won't get it in the future. And then that's a whole another layer that you're looking at, okay? I feel like I could have used a simpler example for this, but this is the example that spirit are giving to me. So I just want to kind of go with that and flow with that. But there's like so many different layers to just one situation that you go through, and this one lesson learning event or this lesson learning aspect of what you go through, okay? So there's no judgment around when you do your healing or why you need to do this healing, okay? The healing happens exactly when it needs to happen in divine timing. And I love that this has come up, because when you come for a healing session, and I've messaged so many people this, that have, you know, contacted me and said, oh, I'd really love to get a healing, or I think I might get a reading with you, or, you know, they've reached out to me. Quite often I will respond to people and I will say, trust your timing. Trust your timing on when it's right for you to come for a reading, or trust your timing for when you feel ready to heal this, okay? Because there is so much that aligns with the timing of the healing. Timing that you might not properly understand, but up in the stars, in your birth chart, in divine timing, it's all perfectly aligned for you and your spiritual healing journey. So I always say, trust your timing. When you know in your heart that, yes, this is the right time for me to do this, to have this healing experience, to look into this concept or this aspect of my life or myself, you'll know. You'll know that it's the right time, because you'll be getting sent signs. You will be continuously having a thought that, oh, I need to go and see that person, or, oh, yep, I need to do that, or, yep, I need to look at my healing in that situation, okay? So always, always trust your timing when it comes to your healing. I also want to talk on this because spirit are kind of taking me in a different direction, so we'll just go with that. For example, like past life healing, spirit are just saying to me, like, past life healing is never coincidental. Okay. And they're saying that past life healing is extremely sacred and it comes forth when whatever you discover or whatever comes up in past life healing, okay, it's very, what's the word that they want to use? It's very divinely orchestrated. It's not something that you just do off a whim, is what they're saying. Like, we don't just, hey, I'm going to do a past life healing just because I'm interested. Okay, that's not how past life healing works. Past life healing always comes at divine timing and in a space where you are being impacted by that past life, okay? And say it's like the perfect time to look at this past life memory because it's going to help you move forward in your current life and on your current life journey. Okay, so maybe that resonates for someone who is thinking about past life healing and maybe you just need that little push to go, yep, I'm feeling like I am being called to this. And maybe this is your sign. If you're being called to do past life healing, then it is absolutely the right time to do that, okay? There's also an aspect around past life healing in that past life, so say you do a past life healing, okay? And you know, you rediscover a number of aspects or connection to your current life, okay? Say you did another past life healing in 3 years' time because you felt really called to do that, you will most likely discover or uncover memories that are completely different to the ones that you looked at now. Does that make sense? So we're not usually uncovering the same memories. It's always different memories. And in terms of where you're at in your current reincarnation and how you've gone with your current lessons, what comes next or what is found in the next past life healing will be completely different to what you've had prior. I hope that makes sense. And Spirit are bringing in the Akashic Records now as well. So I'm going to talk on the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records, I'm trying to think whether I've actually done a podcast episode on the Akashic Records before or not, but the Akashic Records are a book of life. Everyone has a book of life based on their soul. And within this book of life, based on your soul, there is a record of all of the life experiences that you have had up to this point. And also, it records all of your past life records, okay? So I have a book of life that has my current name on it, okay? It's very much a library. The Akashic Record is basically a library. I mean, people who do Akashic Records readings, people see the Akashic Records in different ways. But for me, I see it as a library. I see it clairvoyantly as a library. And I can step into the Akashic Records. I can find your book of life and your current name will be on the top of your book, right? And then we search through the book to other past life memories that may connect to your current lifetime, all right, that may be important for you to know to move forward or to help you to answer some questions you have based on your life, okay? The Akashic Records can also be used to look into past life healing. I think that's why Spirit are bringing it up now. But, you know, everyone has a book of life. Everyone can tap into this to help with their healing journey. The Akashic Records is not so much for predictions. However, it does show future pathways, okay? So, and they're saying to me now, it's different to a psychic reading in that a psychic reading, you might get told, okay, September, this is happening, or the number 8 and the number 12 connect to this situation, and, you know, you're going to buy this house at this location, okay? That is like a psychic prediction reading. An Akashic Records reading, or if you were looking in the Akashic Records to look at future pathways, there is a lot more fluidity, is the word they use, fluidity. They don't know who I'm talking to today, but they're using really funny words. Fluidity, in that you can pick and weave and choose between your past lives. Oh, they've just told me who I'm talking to. I'll tell you this story anyway. My spirit team were just like, you're talking to, and I was like, oh, okay. The other day I had a visitation dreams, and this is another thing that's very common with the full moon, in that you can have vivid dreams, okay, and lots of messages can be delivered during these dreams that you're having across the full moon. So I always say, tune into your dreams during the full moon time, because you do not know what might come out in them. You might receive all sorts of different messages through your dreams. If you just set that intention that you are going to watch your dreams. Also, though, the full moon can impact sleep quite a lot, so it can make you wake up really early. I was awake at like 4 a.m. the other night, just wide awake. Other nights you might toss and turn over the full moon. But it's quite common for sleep to be disrupted because so much is happening during the dream state and in your sleep. Anyway, I'm just bringing this up because the other night I had a dream and I was introduced to a new spirit guide. And I've been feeling for a little while that I've been going through this bit of a rebirth. I feel like, I mean, even if I looked back to where I was in, say, August, September last year, I feel like I'm in a completely different energy. So there's a real big rebirth and letting go and transformation happening for me at the moment. But anyway, I had this dream and I had this new spirit guide come through, and he said to me, and his name's Simba, so I might mention him other times, but his name's Simba, and he spoke to me and he said, I'm here to help you on this next phase of your journey. He is like, he's very interesting in that he is very, very old. I don't know how old he would be, but he is like old. He is like proper, like he almost looks like a little bit of a wizard, because it's like he's got this really long beard. He's really tall and skinny. He's like a bit frail. It's almost like he's walking around with a walking stick. Like he's very old. And there, when he was speaking to me, he was saying, you know, I'm here to input wisdom. That's his vibe, is like wisdom, very wise. He's a teacher. He's coming down. He's wanting to connect. He's wanting to reach people in different ways. Anyway, he came through to me in this dream to say, I'm here to help you on this next stage of your journey and to support you with delivering wisdom. So anyway, I think that that's so funny that he's come through, because I was thinking, who am I talking to? Because my other guides don't talk to me in the same way as that he's talking to me now to deliver this podcast. It's just like my spirit guide, Felix, which I mention a lot on my social medias. If you've been following me for a little while, I mention Felix quite a bit because he is very different energy to Simba. Felix is, he is like a little fairy. He's got fairy energy, but he's male. He's got fairy energy. He talks in riddles, rhymes, metaphors, analogies. He is very poetic in how he talks. And so that's why I'm thinking this is not Felix that I'm talking to. It's someone else. So here we go. They're saying it's Simba. Anyway, that's kind of where that podcast episode has led us. And I feel like I might begin to wrap things up. But if you're in a space of feeling emotional, okay, try and follow some of these steps. Don't offer judgment to yourself, because healing needs to be gentle. The way that they are speaking to me now is that healing needs to be held, okay, nurtured. It needs to be tackled with love, is what they're saying. In order for you to heal, you need that motherly touch. You need that nurturing energy to feel safe and to move through what you need to move through so that you can grow and heal and move forward, okay? So If you've got emotions coming up at the moment, lean into them. Don't be scared of them. Spirit is saying, don't be scared of these emotions. Okay, some of them are big, but they're saying they will pass. They will pass. Okay, so just be gentle with yourself and allow for things to move in the way that they need to move. I thought I'd just pull a little card as like just to close the episode. Let's see what. Oops. Okay. So we've got a few different messages. They're a little bit unconnected to what we've talked about, but I'll share them anyway. First message is the secret chamber, and it says potency, deep connection, and treasure. Second card is see the beauty, gratitude, the sacred is everywhere. And the next one is be the mountain, slow and steady foundations and patience. Now, I love all of these messages. I specifically love the secret chamber because deep connection, that feels connected to deep connection for the self as you're going through this healing journey and you're feeling these emotions right now. Okay, so we're deeply connecting with ourselves and with our emotions to feel them, process them, and move forward from them. I love the gratitude and the sacred is everywhere. That's a beautiful message. See the beauty in your healing journey. Okay, have gratitude for the past version of yourself and for the version of yourself you're becoming. Have gratitude for that version of yourself that had to experience the lessons and the learning so that you could be who you are becoming and who you're moving into, okay? Because there's so much rebirth energy happening this year, so many completions, so many people are growing in outstanding ways. But in order for you to have reached to this new level, you've had to have other experiences as a past version of yourself, okay? Very powerful. Have gratitude for yourself and what you've been through to help you become who you are becoming today. And then be the mountain, slow and steady foundations and patience. I love this as well because this is what we're talking about in that healing is layered. Okay. It's a journey. Slow and steady. Be patient with yourself. Spirit also saying like you can't have everything right now. Okay, you just can't because it would be too overwhelming. If it hit you all at once, you'd be rocking in the corner. Okay, so we had some really good foundations laid last year. And now as that foundation is gaining momentum, we just need to be patient with ourselves and we just need to allow things to unfold how they need to. Okay, so just slow and steady. Be patient. Everything that you're wanting is coming about. I feel it so deeply. Just be gentle with yourself and enjoy the journey because you're needing to let go to move forward. Okay. I'm going to stop there. I hope that there were some little nuggets of wisdom in here from Simba and from myself, I suppose, that have resonated for you, and I hope that you have heard what you needed to hear today. Even though this episode was a little bit of a roller coaster and a little bit up and down, I feel like we got where we needed to go in the end. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here, and you know, keep going, keep moving forward, keep seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.